Welcome to Global Outreach Community Church, where we proclaim and demonstrate the love of God through Christ. Now, from the Overlook, located in Atascocita, Texas.
Acts chapter 2, verse 41. Here we go. So then, those who had received his word, that's Peter's word, was baptized. And that day, there were added about 3,000 souls. They were continually devoting themselves to the apostles' teaching and to fellowship, to the breaking of bread and to prayer. Everyone kept feeling a sense of awe, and many wonders and signs were taking place through the apostles. And all those who had believed were together and had all things in common, and they began selling their property and possessions and were sharing with them with all as anyone might have need. Day by day, continually with one mind and in the temple, the breaking of bread from house to house, they were taking their meals together with gladness, sincerity of heart, praising God and having favor with all the people. And watch this. And the Lord, not strategic plans, the Lord, not necessarily the members, the Lord was adding to their number day by day those who were being saved. It's the Lord's job to add to the church. There are things that we can do as members, as a people, to aid in the process. But if the Lord doesn't add to the church, there will be no adding. So here's the questions I have for you this morning. Why was the Lord adding to the number daily? Why? So when you get home tonight, I want you to reread that. That's the first question I have for you. Why was the Lord adding to their number daily? Here's the second question. This is teaching today, not preaching. Why was he adding to those who were being saved? Why was he adding those who were being saved? Let me tell you why. Here we go. Three things. Number one, they devoted themselves to God's word. They devoted themselves to God's word. That when you are devoted as a church to text-driven biblical preaching that inspires people to grow in their relationship with God, God will add to the church daily as should be saved. That when you stay with God's word, that the role of the church, hear me clearly because we missed this up. Here's the role of the church. The role of leadership in the church is to teach and to preach, to equip you to go out to do the work of the ministry. It's not all on the pastor. But if we don't know each other and we don't fellowship and we don't connect and we don't break bread and we don't know each other, we cannot fulfill the mandate of the church. The mandate of the church is found in Matthew chapter 28. That's the Great Commission. But then not only do we find the Great Commission, but in Acts chapter 1 verse 8, here's what Jesus says. Listen, remain here, because if you stay here, you're going to receive power. And the power comes from the Holy Spirit. And you get power or strength, or the word power in the Greek is the word dunamis. It's dynamite. It's strength. That when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, you have power to be a witness. That there's transformation that happens in your life. So they were devoted to God's word. They continue steadfastly in the apostles' teaching. That doesn't mean that they just listened to all the apostles, but they found the word that was given at that time, and they devoted themselves to biblical proclamation. It's okay to hear inspirational preaching, but it's not inspirational preaching that will change your life. It's the word of God. And when you get in the word of God, you can experience transformation because the word of God changes your life. So here's what I want to say. It's up to you to feed yourselves. It's not the pastor's responsibility day to day to feed you. That at some point, you have to start feeding yourself. So that's number one. They were devoted to the word. They continue steadfastly. Here's number two, and here's where I'm going to dig in, and I'll close. Fellowship with other believers. They fellowshiped with other believers. Fellowship is twofold. They broke bread. That means that they got together for Holy Communion, fellowship. They observed the Lord's Supper, fellowship. But here's the second one. They had meals together. Now watch this. Let's see if I want to make sure I don't miss a beat. We took Erica Stoneham out for lunch. Her family just owned us, so we just took her out. We spent 2 hours at a restaurant. I got to know Erica. I got to know about her girls. I got to know about her husband. I got to know about her family. Fellowship, a meal. We just went to Coach House, my wife and I. Spent an evening with Coach German. Went out on their boat. Ooh, I thought I was big time on that lake in that boat. But we got to listen to their heart. I think that was an Italian meal that we ate. I have never eaten that before. But we got to listen to Coach Journey. We got to figure out how they met. We got to do life together over food. That's fellowship. Donnie and I have lunch together. He's on my board. I get to meet with Donnie. I get to talk to Donnie. I know how to pray for Donnie. That's fellowship. I'm going around the room. Don't miss me. Randy and Christina came to our house for a small group meeting. We ate a meal together. We broke bread together. I found out how they're gifted and how they're wired. That's fellowship. My friend since seventh grade or sixth grade, my best friend, my road dog, my boy, hands down, Ace Boon Coon. We fellowship. We fellowship over food. Every other week I have one-on-one Bible study with Coach. This is my man. We get to pray. He has my phone number. He just called me this week on an emergency. I got to pray with him. We get to meet for breakfast. I don't like where we go to eat, so I'm telling you right now. But we go there and eat. That's fellowship. I get to fellowship with this family. I come. I get to meet with the husband. He cuts my hair. I listen to him. Every now and then I bring him Chick-fil-A, but he's losing weight, so I can't bring it to him. This is fellowship. We get to meet with the Holmes family. We go strategize after church. We do a meal together. I hope y'all getting this. This is fellowship. My boy Brandon and Shante, they came to our house. We ate food together. We had meal together. We broke bread together. That is fellowship. And God is calling the church to break bread together, to fellowship together, to learn one another. And it's not my job as the pastor to be the only one to break bread. It's your job too. But will you fellowship? I'm almost done. Fellowship. Fellowship. And here's the last one. Prayer. Ooh, my wife said, keep going. No. Prayer. Watch this. I want to read this because I wrote it down. God knows what you experience throughout the course of the day. He already knows that. He knows what you're going to experience on campus. He knows what you're going to experience this week, this month, this entire year. He knows the details of your life. He is all-knowing. He's all-seeing. He's everywhere at the same time. He knows your pain, your hurts, your setbacks, your disappointments, your victories. He knows you're coming in. He knows you're going out. He knows who you would date. He knows who you would date. He knows who you would date. And if you don't bring the right man in, Daddy and the Lord are going to have a talk, and we're going to get him on out there. But he knows who you would date. He knows who you will marry. He knows where you will buy your next house. He knows what car you will purchase. He knows what college you will attend. He knows your career. He knows your calling. He knows how many children you would have. He knows if you will have children or not. And if you have a God who knows all of that, why don't you talk to him? He knows all of this. But here's what we do as a church. I'm coming. Because I know I need Miss So-and-so to pray for me. Well, God has given you the power to pray for yourself. But the issue is, and I'm going to use this illustration next time, is that we have too much going on in our life that we won't slow down long enough to talk to God for 5 minutes before we walk outside the door. If you talk to God for 5 minutes, maybe that 5 minutes would change the complexity and the direction of your entire day if you slow down and talk to God. So here's where I want to end. I read John chapter 16. John chapter 16. Jesus met with the disciples. And it started in John chapter 13. This is the last night. He meets with his disciples. And he talks about prayer. So pull that scripture up. I hope I put it down. John chapter 16. The last two slides, I believe. Watch this. He says, listen, up until this point, you have not asked anything in my name. If you ask it in my name, according to my will, based off the works that I've done, on my merit, you can get what you ask for. Every parent, take out a credit card, a debit card, your bank card. If you have a card, take it out. If you have two, give one to your child. Some of y'all have 10. Give it to the person next to you. I want everybody to have a card. Raise your card up. Your Father has given you a spiritual MasterCard. This is your card. And on your card, where it says Eric James Anderson, it says Jesus Christ. And every day that you get up, God says, you can put this card before me because Jesus' name is on it. And every day that you get up, you present this card to me based off of your Savior's merit, based off of his work, based off of his activity in your life. You can pray to me, and you can pray big, and you can ask for what you want according to my will. And if it's according to my will, I gave you the card, and all you have to do is access the card. Because on this card is unlimited resources. On this card is unlimited stuff. And all you got to do is access the card and get up every day and stick it in the machine. And if you just stick it in, watch what comes out. The problem is we don't place it in. And if we place it in, we pull it too quick. But every now and then, if you have a chip, you got to put that chip in. And you got to let that chip just sit there. And when it says pull it, you pull it. And then you put in what you need. That's what he's saying in prayer, that every time you get up, you have a spiritual MasterCard, you have access, and the access is found in Jesus' name. Why aren't you praying? They were devoted to the apostles' doctrine, fellowship, and they were on God's mission. Here's how I want to close. Keep your MasterCard.
Thank you for listening. Join us each Sunday at 9:30 a.m. at The Overlook, located in Atascocita, Texas. Visit us online at www.globaloutreachcc.org. Remember, your life matters because it matters to Christ.